Very happy to have in the studio with us Donna Waldman. She's the executive director of the Jewish Community Free Clinic. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to know that you also have mental health services available at the clinic, because after the death of Aretha Franklin, I think I might need some.
Yeah. Very sad morning.
Yeah, very sad morning. But one of the things that that I know you want to make a point of straight off the top is you don't have to be Jewish.
No, absolutely not.
To the free clinic. Right. And so you provide free health and care, social services to anybody who is having trouble getting health care.
Correct.
And that seems like it would cover a lot of people, Donna.
It does. So the Jewish Community Free Clinic is a drop-in clinic where if you find yourself one morning with a fever and you don't have a permanent medical home, which we highly recommend, if you don't have a community clinic that you're going to and you wake up in the morning and you're sick, there we are. And we have clinics Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday afternoons, and Thursday evenings. Our hours are on our website, which is www.jewishfreeclinic.org.
Jewishfreeclinic.org.
And there we are. And our hours are drop-in. So come early. It's first come, first serve. But we generally have two providers, two nurses or more, translators, front desk people, generally as many as a dozen volunteers who are all there to provide completely free medical care to people who are having trouble getting it elsewhere.
So these are people without a health plan.
These are people without a health plan. So generally, it's people who, for one reason or another, were not eligible for the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
People who are recently laid off from their work. People who are new to town. People who never gotten it together to get a doctor because they're not chronically ill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, a lot of people, you know, if they don't have the need, they don't take care of that
part of
it.
Correct. So it comes unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And we really encourage people to come. We have free free visit to the doctor or the provider, as well as free labs, free meds, free vaccines. Right now, we are so jammed because everybody needs vaccines for their kids.
Sure, school time.
And I think that we saw 22 people on Monday night with one provider.
On Monday night.
Because so many people were coming in for vaccines, and we had four nurses all lined up getting people their vaccines. So we're a community organization run completely by volunteers that give direct services. There's only four or five of us that have paid work.
Right.
And we puppeteer about 100 volunteers a year. We're always looking
in all sorts of parts of the health.
Correct.
Really?
So we're mostly primary care.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have opened up mental health services. And that was in response to the fires that happened last October.
Yes.
That really devastated our community and brought a lot of havoc. So we were fortunate enough to get funding for a new mental health program, which once again is run by volunteer therapists. People need to call the clinic. If they want to do an intake over the phone, they can call and we'll connect them with a nurse who will do the intake during clinic hours. Or we encourage people to come in, fill out the form, and then we have a mental health supervisor who will look to see whether or not this program is the right program. This is a short-term, solution-focused, brief therapy, meaning it's only 8 sessions. It's not for people with complex mental illness.
Right.
It's not for people who have been in the mental health system for 30 years and they've tried different things. This isn't exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah, this is an emergent situation.
Yeah, this is an emergent situation and it's solution focused. So
let me ask you, Donna, how many people have taken care of this facet of the free clinic that you're talking about with regard to, you know, sort of after effects of the fires?
Well, we've been incredibly busy in general since the fires. Our numbers are up about 25%. Wow. So we're seeing 25% more people than we were before the fires for a number of reasons. During the fires, we were open to everybody. So because people were having trouble getting to their own care.
Yes.
In terms of the mental health services, we just opened in July 10th.
Oh, okay.
And we're just beginning to see clients. We have just a handful at this moment, and we have four volunteer therapists. We are looking for 10. So we're
I'm not surprised
right,
by that.
And but they seem to be coming in as the word gets out. So volunteer therapists need to be licensed, and they can work as little as 3 or 4 hours a week. And they'll make their own appointments
right.
with clients
time-wise.
That we give them time-wise. However, it is on our premises. So all of the therapists would need to be working at 50 Montgomery. We're one block from the hospital, very very good location.
Yeah.
And we have certain hours that were available. So we want to make sure that the word gets out that we have completely free medical care that oftentimes includes free labs, free vaccines, and free medications.
And what are the requirements of somebody being eligible for your services?
Well, we want people to be uninsured, if possible.
Well, you don't want people to be
uninsured. No, we want people to come
We
want people to come to not have insurance elsewhere.
Right.
And Medi-Cal and Medicare is insurance. However, if somebody suddenly needs a place to go and they do have other insurance, but they can't get access that week for one reason or another.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens a lot. We're welcome. People are welcome. And we see sick people first, and we do vaccines. And we also do work physicals and school physicals, and we do sports physicals.
To join a team, sure.
To join a team, which is really important because if you are low income, that $100 that it's going to cost you for that evaluation so that you can go play sports may be an obstacle.
Yeah,
may mean that your kid can't go, particularly if you got four kids, $400 a year. So we really encourage people to use that service and always call during clinic hours, and our clinic hours are posted on our website, and the front desk people will be happy to help you figure out what services we have. We do not have dental services.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. And who funds this enterprise?
So funding comes from both generous people in the community. We have more than, I'd say, 150
private donors. Wow.
In addition to that, we have some larger organizational funders. There's lots of them, and they are listed on our website. We encourage people to look. So I don't want to leave somebody out.
Sure, I completely understand. Just curious as to as to where the money came to fund this effort.
But it does include like Kaiser. It includes Medtronic. It includes the Jewish Federation of San Francisco. Foundations, Redwood Credit Union was very helpful in getting this program started and is funding it. We also got money from Tipping Point through Redwood Community Health Coalition, of which we're a member.
Love Tipping Point.
So we get a lot of support.
Talk about how many people you're seeing at the clinic.
Correct. Okay. So we provide right now about 2,200 to 2,500 visits per year. And that generally is about 20% less individuals. So if we see 2,500, if we provide 2,500 visits, it's generally about 2,200 individuals. Most people don't come a second time because we're really anxious to make sure that anybody with chronic illness is referred to a community clinic where they can get ongoing care. And when I say community clinic, I'm talking about Santa Rosa Health Centers, Petaluma Health Centers, and West County Health Centers.
Do you see the homeless population in Sonoma County as regular visitors?
Generally, we don't see too many homeless people. I think we see some, but we're optimistic that most of our homeless population is being served by our community clinics. So
okay, so we want to illustrate a few things from this conversation. One is that if you already have insurance, this is not the place for you, correct?
Correct. And even more so, even if you don't have insurance, but you are a member of a community clinic, like the three that I just named, it's excellent service. It almost doesn't get any better. So we are very anxious to make sure that you continue with your care
sure.
at your community clinic. Our clinic is for people who just don't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah.
And or, for instance, if you haven't yet signed up for a community clinic and you call and they tell you that they'll call you back in 3 weeks or however long the wait time is, come to us. So we're there immediate.
Because you could be seen right away.
Yeah. Right away. We also have Women's Health on Wednesdays that's starting up in September, where you can get Women's Health a complete examination, an hour and a half examination. Same thing for work physicals. And we have acupuncture on Friday, which I'm almost not mentioning, which is probably one of the most exciting new services that we have, where people can come in and receive acupuncture for any number of medical conditions.
Yeah, a lot of people swear by acupuncture.
Right. Yep. So you got to come to one of our actual clinics first, and the doctor at the provider at the clinic where you come will refer you to our acupuncture clinic. But we actually have slots available for next Friday. So
good,
come on
know.
In and get
so
a referral to come.
So let's let people know, Donna, where it's the Jewish Community Free Clinic. Where are you located?
We're at 50 Montgomery Drive, one block down from the hospital.
And open what hours of
okay,
the day?
Okay, we're open Monday morning starting at 9:30. We're open Monday afternoon starting at 5:30. We're open Tuesday afternoons starting at 3, and we're open Thursday afternoons starting at 5:30. We also have Women's Health on Wednesdays and acupuncture on Fridays, but both of those clinics are by referral. So you need to come to one of our drop-in clinics
right.
first. So we've got Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, and Thursday evening.
And how about a website that's available?
www.jewishfreeclinic.org. Once again, that's www.jewishfreeclinic.org. And feel free to call our clinic during clinic hours for more information.
And that number is?
707-585-7780.
Donna, thanks for coming in and telling us about this
thank
important
you so much.
Part of
we
the
look
community.
Look forward to hearing from everybody.
Absolutely. That is Donna Waldman. She's the executive director of the Jewish Community Free Clinic. Thanks, Donna.